graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Yeah, Riled Up kicks off the final hour of the program on this Wednesday. A general knowledge Wednesday for good old Mikey Mintz. But we've got Riled Up right now, and I know people were hitting the line hard last night. And again, the best live Riled Up call will score the tickets to Temple football against nationally ranked Cincinnati coming up Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field. So line up on the live line at 610-632-0975. Oh, let's see what the people had to say last night.
He's only 19 years old. Give him some time. He's only 20. Give him some more time. Come on, man. He just doesn't have it. The shot now coming down from his hip, starting up down there. He's going to get swatted all over the place. He can't shoot that well. I'm not saying he's a bust, but for a number one pick that the Sixers moved up to get, come on, it's a bad idea.
Well, in hindsight, it looks that way right now, but you got to try and make it work.
Yes.
Got to try and make it work.
Yes.
Right? It's just simple. I mean, a lot of people want to cut bait right now and say, ship him out of here. Well, A, what are you going to get for him? What's the alternative? And B, does that really benefit you long term?
No, listen, when he says bad idea, yeah, it was. Hindsight, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue with you.
5 years from now, that may not be the case.
It may be the case.
Yeah, but it may be the case, too. And certainly it's trending in the
right now, what are we going to do, right?
You got a leg to stand on.
You can only deal with the present.
Yeah.
Whatever mistakes were made, you got to deal with them now.
Yeah, and how you move forward is now the key. It's not what happened in the past. What's next?
This team has not gotten any better at all. And honestly, Markel was the right pick at the time. But watching that does not help, man. And what the f*** is what's Jaylen Brown looking at? It was a block shot that went in. Everybody relax.
I agree.
is he like touting that he posterized Embiid? Like, settle down, dude.
I know.
He blocked you. You got lucky. It spun in. Good for you.
That's right.
Well, I like this. This is now a calling card for Christmas night. Embiid and Jaylen Brown going at it a little bit. But Embiid said after the game, you got to give the kid credit for honesty. This isn't a rivalry right now. They're kicking our asses. And they have been.
They have.
I like that he said that.
Yeah, so do I. Because it shows them that they need to... that there's a gap that they need to close.
Let's take a live call. Let's go to Dan from Mount Holly on the live line and a shot at Temple tickets. What's up, Danny?
Gentlemen, I am so riled up at fans who clearly do not watch basketball all year round like I do. Markel Fultz would be the lead guard on at least 10 teams in the NBA. Phoenix and Orlando would murder for him right now, starting DJ Augustine and Isaiah Cannon. The fact is, Boston is a great basketball team. The Sixers are going to win 50 in their sleep when they go get 60% of the bum East, and we have nothing to worry about. Give Markel some time. It took James Harden 3 years, and took him 6 to become James Harden. Sometimes this does not happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a year or two. Calm down. We're awesome. There you go.
Okay. Well, we put you in the mix for the
ticket. I don't know about that.
It's an optimistic viewpoint. Well, you got the sneezes today, man. Your allergies are driving you crazy in here. We got to get all the pollen out of the studio or something. They're kicking your rear end today. Oh, here he comes again, another sneeze attack. What's next, Andrew?
What did we need in the offseason? A guy who can get his own shot, pull up for 18 feet. A J.J. Redick off the curl, pump fake, one dribble to the right, and a 17-foot brick. That's not what we need. We need a guy who can create his own shot, third star. We're not getting it this year. This is a 48-win basketball team, no outside shooting, great job in the offseason, no free agents, no trade, no creative, same offense, horrible defense, and Fultz, you suck.
You act like they got the crap beat on by the Nets last night.
All right, take the last caller and the previous caller and cut them in half.
DNA match them together? and then you get somewhere in between. They're not as good as the first caller said, not in as good a shape, and they're not certainly not in as bad a shape as that caller just said. 48 wins all of a sudden. They played one game against the best team in the Eastern Conference, and now, boom, 48 wins. I love it. That's a bit of a stretch for me. What's next?
Look, I'm going to say right now, I don't think Fultz is anything. I think he's a complete bust, and I don't think he'll ever pan out to the type of player you needed to get at number one overall.
I mean, maybe.
It looks like it's trending in that direction.
Maybe. You can only deal with now.
See, this is different. Like, in the NFL, like, you can maybe notice a bust a little quicker than you can in the NBA because he's a kid. I know we said it at 19. We're saying it at 20. I get it. But it takes a little bit more time in that league, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You are of no use to me right now at all.
I am in the middle of a double-digit sneezing fit.
And it's your second one of the day. You got one with legs earlier. You just get... It looks like your eyes are going to pop out of your head.
Yeah, they're bright red, like the devil.
You got to put the glasses back on.
I know, man.
There you go. You got them right there. Put those on for the show. That's a good look for the show.
Right. Actually helps out. It makes my eyes feel better. I put the sunglasses on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got the Sixers hoodie on today? Didn't do you any good last night.
No, it didn't.
Let's go to Shannon in Georgia's riled up on the live line. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got two really quick points. First of all, Dario, come on, man. You're 6'10". If you're 3'8 falling, you've got Terry Rozier guarding you, man. Take him down low and abuse the guy.
Yeah, he was horrible last night.
Dario, I got to get more from you.
I agree. Secondly, he was terrible.
He was terrible. Secondly, my issue with both is I think there's something mental going on. You cannot tell me this guy has practiced with the team for the last 2 months. And after watching the game for a second time, four times, he had to be told last night where to go or where to stand during the offensive set and one time during the defensive set. Something's not right for you in your first game when you've been practicing. Yeah. Not to know where to be. Something's not right.
I think he was supposed to, again, I don't know for sure, but if you remember, there was an errant pass from Embiid to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was supposed to be there.
And Embiid was upset, and I think it's because Fultz was supposed to be in the corner there.
But you talked about this yesterday, and it's going to take some time for them to realize where they're supposed to be on the floor.
Yeah.
It's a new group.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I thought, you know, again, if they were 9-9, Don't be upset. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Although last night was
it's a tough way to start. And it was a tough, you know, opponent last night too. So it's a common. It's not like they got the doors blown.
Yeah, but
by
the problem
Nets.
Is you can't use that as an alibi, right? Like you can't use a tough opponent because they're the
you're
team,
supposed to be a tough team.
Right? They're the team that you're supposed to be measuring against.
Yeah, and you get the next measurement against them coming up Christmas. It's going to be a while. We'll see what that one turns out to be, but we got a lot of games between now and then. What's next, Andrew?
Right now, as I speak, I'm trying to find out if I can make a time machine so I can go back and smack the hell out of Colangelo for trading a future first pick, taking Mikal Fultz, and not taking Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, they may have taken Jason Tatum first if you didn't make the trade.
See,
the Celtics.
You know, again, I like Fultz, so I can't be that revisionist guy.
Mm-hmm.
However, the pick is what kills you. So, you know, if you were drafted third and it's Boston goes Tatum, Lakers go Ball, like, because I think they're going to go Ball anyway, and then you take Fultz at three, all right, you still have the Sacramento pick.
Yeah.
That's what's tough is giving that up. Now, again, you got right now it's a 12% chance that you can get the number one overall pick and that's protected.
Yeah. A lot to happen between now and then. We'll worry about that when the time comes. In the meantime, let's get him and Simmons on the floor together and get them playing together and having some being effective. That'd be nice. Jim's on the live line. What's up, Jimmy?
Excuse me. I'm scarfing down a Donkey's cheesesteak. You know what's got me riled up is...
That's a good steak, by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very rarely do they live up to the hype, and they definitely did.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know no one cares about baseball right now because of the Phillies. But what's got me riled up is I'm sick of seeing the pitchers go to the dugout and throw a 3-year-old temper tantrum. See that guy from the Dodgers throwing the candies all up in the air and he's kicking it? Grow up! All right, Everybody gets mad, but you don't have to kick the cooler, throw the candy, throw a little hissy fit. It is what it is. You didn't do your job, live with it. Because I yell at my kids when they do it. Grow up.
Yeah, but you want a guy to be mad when he messes up. You know what I mean? You get more upset when a guy is not affected by screwing up.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Like the McNabb smile.
Well, that was passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's worse than, like, I'd rather you freak out and, yeah.
That was McNabb, though.
I would say no.
What's next?
I'm done with the young team. They're not young anymore. Joel and Ben, second year playing. Joel's been in the league around the league for 4 years. Ben's been around for 3 years. Dario's third year. Covington's been around forever. This is not a young team. Amir Johnson, J.J. Redick, they're not a young team, all right? They're not young. Stop blaming excuses on a young basketball team.
Stop. They are young. Embiid's 24. He's basically been in the league 2 years. Embiid's 22. He's been in. He played one full season. He's in his second season playing. And I don't know. How old's Covington? I mean, kidding me? They're a young team. Yeah, Redick's a veteran player, but they're a young team. You wouldn't deem them as an older team, would you? 27 is Covington.
No, they are a young
team. They're pups.
Yes. I mean, come on. I think it's pretty obvious they're a young team.
I mean, this guy's acting like they've been around for 8 years and running up the same hill.
It's the second. You've just got one game where Joe, it's 1 year and one game that Embiid and Simmons have played together.
Good point. Ryan and, all right, we'll take, let's go to Neil is on the live line. Leo's on line three. What's up, Neil?
Hey, Andrew McDonald was finally scratched last night. I went to the opener against the Sharks, okay? He gets beat every time. He doesn't do one thing well. And why is it that the announcers, both nationally and locally, have to stick up for him when he gives the puck up every shift? He was scratched
last
night.
Well, why he didn't play last night? So
I'm sorry?
What's your lament? He didn't play last night. They scratched him.
Right, but here's what I'm getting to. Why can't we just, a year and a half left on that $6 million a year, buy him the hell out and bring up Philippe Myers?
You got to do it in the offseason, and I think that they will.
But they have to do it. They're stunning the growth of...
Yeah, and he came back too early from the injury as well. He came back way too early. He looked horrible. And they healthy scratched him last night, but congratulations to him today. Yeah, he had a second kid today. His wife had a baby.
Oh, all right.
So, but no, you're right. I mean, look, everybody hates Andrew McDonald because they hate the contract too. And I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an issue. He's got another year after this one.
All right.
Yeah,
I hate him.
But you can
I hate
buy
him like
out.
Covington.
Yeah, or you can ship him to the Phantoms and save a little money on your cap. And Follin wasn't.
He's
that bad,
terrible.
So. He's not been good.
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, but he's right. The announcers do stick up for him. They can make excuses for him. He's a good guy that, like, in the locker room.
Sure, he's a great dude.
But if you can't play, it doesn't matter.
We're right.
Yeah, it's all about
they
what you do when they
irritate you when they're on the ice or the floor.
When the clock starts moving, you got to perform.
Yeah,
and neither of those guys have. What's next?
Anthony, Jason, I'm disgusted. Joel Embiid showed no heart. Al Horford blocked his shot, and he didn't even hustle back on defense. He just looked at the ref, wanting a call, begging for a call. And later in the game, Jaylen Brown dunks on him and knocks him to the ground after he hit him in his shot box, and he didn't respond. Simmons, I love him, but he can't shoot. Markelle Fultz, he wouldn't even start for the Brigantine Summer League champs, coached by Goose Newsome. He's going to go down as a worse pick than Danny Watkins and John Harrison.
Goose Newsome.
You like that?
Yes, I love the goose.
The goose?
Goose Newsome.
What's next?
That's awesome.
Wow, you gotta love Joel Embiid. This guy comes right out and says, we didn't play well, I played bad, we didn't move the ball. And the thing is, the reason why this is not a problem, because every time we play Boston, they kick our ass. Joel, one day, you're going to be an NBA champion, because you are the type of player that every NBA player needs to think and be like, go Sixers.
He was honest.
Yes.
I agree
with him. I do. I love that about Joe. I do. I love it. He was right. He was honest. He's always honest like that.
Yeah, because a rivalry only means something when you're playing for everything. No, these two teams are going to be at the top.
No, because they need to know, like, hey, look, you know, it's game one, so we got a long way to go, but we got to close the gap.
Yeah, and Kyrie was awful last night, and they still beat him by 16.
Yeah, and Hayward's on a minutes restriction.
Yeah, coming back from the first game of the year last year when he snapped it, right?
Yeah.
Whew. I can't believe he's even back on the floor after seeing that last year. I remember we had our little, our station fantasy basketball, and he was a first pick of mine. Hayward. Not first pick, but second pick, I think. And boom.
That's hot.
Lost him. Yeah, well, you know. I drafted last in the first round. I think I took him with my second pick. And I lost him right away. My team stunk the rest of the year. Mr. NBA got trounced in fantasy basketball. My first excursion.
That's a shocker, Cuss.
Yeah, it was a big shock. I had good preseason odds on my squad for the futures. Didn't work out, though. Frank's on the lifeline. What's up, Frankie? Frank.
Brett. Coach Brown, hello. You made a smorgasbord of mistakes last night. The half-court set, what is that, AAU? You can't perimeter. You got to get the big guy down. Play inside out. That still works in the league.
Yeah.
Inside out. Pass, skip pass. He flies to the strong side post. Also, Markel. He's got a quick first step. A sweet baby jumper. Use him, man. Let him learn from his mistakes and learn the offense. I don't like the way they're treating this kid. Come on.
All right. I don't know.
I like him. I like his call. Like, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, you know, again, Brett's, I think, feeling his way through this, too. Like, they're a different team. They obviously miss some shooters, and so he's trying to figure this whole thing out. And, I understand. I would rather Fultz start and just play alongside Ben and not do the second half. You know, as a point guard, I understand what he was thinking, which is, well, second half, there's like pressure. Maybe that makes it worse. We're trying to win it. Again, there's reasons, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just would rather, hey, you gotta learn how to play next to Ben, as I want to play.
Well, there's the flawed problem, though. And he said, well, you could slow it down and inside out.
I do think
out.
He's right about Embiid, though. I mean,
yeah. It's a 3-point league now, though.
Again, you don't have 3-point shooters. You got one.
That's a flawed roster, then. That's okay. A bad job by Brett, the GM.
Okay, but they'll go get somebody. They obviously need to get a 3-point shooter.
Okay,
but for now, Embiid's got to learn how to dominate the post because he can dominate the post, and he's got to learn how to do that.
Yeah, well, that's got to be the coach put him in that position and the willingness to go down there and do it from Embiid. What's next?
I'm riled up. I'm pissed off. I go to watch the game last night. And I can't get my cable box to work. Then my TV started shutting off. I missed the whole first half of that game because my damn cable box and my piece of TV. So I ended up putting my foot through the TV and I threw the cable box. I got to call the cable company today and tell them that the box is broken.
That's a huge loss.
Well, the box was broken before you decided to throw it or put your foot through it or whatever, right? I mean, you got to be more prepared going into the season.
Your
TV and cable box in order.
I agree with you.
That's bad planning.
That's right.
You can't go into the season.
I agree with you.
With faulty devices?
Yes.
6-1.
Bad devices.
Yeah, you got to be prepared, man. Were you all locked down last night? I mean, like, your ass didn't touch the chair the whole show yesterday. You're so excited.
We all went over to my cousins.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple drinks?
Yeah.
And a couple more drinks?
Yeah. I had an Irish whiskey at the end of the night after the game.
A little nightcap?
Yeah.
All right. It's Riled Up. Brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up. Heat up with a Duquesne heating unit from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC.
This is brown time.
That will get the job done right. What's that?
Brown time, the fall.
Yeah.
You go brown.
Brown liquor?
Yeah.
It sends me into a tailspin. I can't handle that.